judge in tears. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. The former Minnesota police officer who accidentally killed 20-year-old Dante Wright received her sentence today.
Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu tearful as she handed down the sentence of 2 years, of which former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter will serve less than 15 months for mistaking her gun for her taser last year and shooting and killing Dante Wright as he resisted arrest over a warrant.
Officer Potter made a mistake that ended tragically. She never intended to hurt anyone.
The sentence also after a moment of empathy from prosecutors acknowledging that Potter was a good and decorated cop, calling it a rare case that warrants a lighter sentence. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Major League Baseball has just canceled spring training game through March 4th because it locked out players and contract talks have yet to reach a breakthrough. The cancellation is hardly a surprise. Both sides are wide apart on a number of issues, including how much a team can spend on its players without facing a financial penalty. The vice president is one of several high-ranking U.S. officials in Europe today, reassuring allies about our nation's commitment to make Russian President Vladimir Putin pay a price if he invades Ukraine.
Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting in Germany with the leaders of American allies in Eastern Europe.
We stand with you. I am here personally to say that. We stand with you.
Speaking ahead of talks with the leaders of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, who are all members of NATO and all share borders with Russia, the vice president underscored U.S. commitment to the NATO alliance.
Fox's Simon Owen in Europe. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The state of Washington will be lifting its mask mandate next month. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has that.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee announced the indoor mask mandate for the state will expire March 21st.
That seems to go with the students in our schools. They will be able, should they desire, if they'd like to wear a mask, or teachers, they can wear a mask, and we will protect that right.
The decision is based on projections that the state will reach 5 hospitalizations per 100,000 people by that date. As of March 1st, though, the state will no longer require vaccine verification for large events. Oregon is another state that's announced a plan to lift the mask mandate weeks ahead of when they will actually do it, in their case by March 31st. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police in Ottawa, Canada have started arresting truck drivers who are blocking roads because they object to vaccine mandates. Fox's Ashley Stromier is covering the story.
Two of the most visible leaders of the trucker convoy were arrested in Ottawa. Chris Barber and Tamara Leach were charged with counseling to commit mischief, obstruction, and counseling to commit obstruction. This as supporters of the protest face repercussions as well. An emotional gelato shop owner says she was forced to close down after getting threats for supporting the truckers.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has threatened to freeze the protesters' bank accounts. Rescuers boarded a burning ferry in Greece to free two truck drivers who've been stranded inside the vessel for more than 15 hours, but hope was fading for 11 others who were reported missing. Fire had engulfed the ferry near Corfu. Republican Minnesota Congressman Jim Hagedorn has died. He was 59 and had been diagnosed with liver cancer 2 years ago. His wife says he passed away peacefully. Hagedorn's father had also served in Congress in the 1970s. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.